So I just want to pick up one point from last week and just point out, you know, there's like an amazing thing going on, which I never saw people talk about, that the first and second bracha on Birchas Hamazon, the Nusach HaBracha is basically a Hagdah. Okay? The third bracha on Birchas Hamazon, no matter how you cut it, is a bakosha, and a clear bakosha. And the way the Rishonim formulate the bakoshas, both in Ramban and Chumash Ramban and Brachas, and Rashba, and I think it comes down to the bakoshas, they talk about what was the Zman Shebeis Mishkayim, or before they came there, or before Kibush Oretz, whatever it was, there was Bikush Shalvas Oretz, or and they were vakish that after the Binyan Yerushalayim there should be Omesh, continued to be Omesh. No, it was always bakoshes. Okay, so the question is just, you know, and it's very strange. Okay, and even with bakoshes, I pointed out that according to some, the Parnasein of Chakolenu, you could interpret it, since it was in between, and the way they have it, not the way we have it, that it somehow is part of the bakoshes of Binyan Yerushalayim, and Kilo Mashiach will come, and Kilo, as the Rambam says in the Chos Tshuva, that it's going to be a time that when we call it a panos, or maybe daigis, or whatever it is, I can imagine that. But the Ramban clearly doesn't learn like that, because the Ramban, I pointed out, in Shabbos, Esther Kasha, why do you say Panasein or Reinovino with Yushalmi's things? Why do they say it? Okay? So he says it wasn't a Sukkabua, and Mistamit should have been in Birchas Hazon, but somehow they don't understand how it got here. Okay? The same we said, the Chosal of Al Yachsal, though they could have asked this also. Okay? The truth is, to be frank, some Rishonim don't have Al Yachsal and Birchas Hamazon. And frankly, I don't get it. What does it have to do with Birchas Hamazon? You know, I want to ask the Baruch, you know, so what's up the tongue? Okay, but say that. That's just, you know, that's just an editorial remark, but I think it's a reasonable one, you know. See, the problem is that most people are exposed to things, whether it's davening or whatever it is, as it becomes mitzvah noshim ulamada. It's taken as a fact. So even when they have the intellectual powers to think about it, they never actually think about anything. Okay? So it just continues. In other words, it continues the mitzvah noshim ulamada, but no one ever thought, you know, if you look at the block, it's very different. So I thought, as I was just telling you, the Ramban in Chumash, when he talks about the Mesera of Rabbi Seinu, and that Kilo is a mitzvah, it's not just them that the Rabbeinu Shalom, when they do mitzvahs, and they'll stay in Eretz Yisrael, and the expression of that is just them to thank God for the Oretz, and if it's Batim Aleihem Kol Tov, and then they look at it a different way, they'll get out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So he says in the middle of his thing, V'tam al Oretz HaToivo K'moi the Al Horitz HaTovah. Okay, so two separate brachas. There's a bracha supposed to be on the sphere and on the table. And Yitzaveh Shetivorchehu B'chol Eish Shetisba Al HaTovah V'Al Horitz Shenosan Loch. Two separate thanks, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says something which a priori is incoherent. Okay? Shianchileno locho lo'olomim v'tizba mituvo. Okay. Now, this v'tizba mituvo is a very interesting thing. Okay? Because in Broch Achas Me'en Sholosh, we say this b'mufurish. It's a Gemara, Memdal Man Aleph. Oma lei abai el rabdimi, mai nihu brocha achas mein sholosh, oma lei apiri di eitz, alo eitz ve'al pira eitz ve'al tuvas asode, ve'al eretz chemdo tovu rechovo, shinchalto lavoisenu le'echol mi pirio, v'lis boya mi tuvo. Okay? So that you find Bochach's main sholosh. So you would have expected Birchas Hamol, and the Ramban says. So the Chira, we see this in Birchas Hamozain in a way which when you say the Bracha, you probably don't think about. The question, where do you see it? Okay? So, but you have to understand, there's something very special over here, even this Boa Mituva. Because you have to think about it, okay? Because the Maisa is, in Pshuta Shal Mikra, Birchas Hamozain and Mitzvah Tzuli Baalitz. It's only on Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The Maisa, the Kabbalah Sabbath saying, as the Rambam points out, is B'chol Mokon. Okay? But with this boy of Mituva, what are we talking about? The Tuva of Eretz Yisrael. Correct? So, it's a very interesting thing. Because when we talk about the Lisboya, we talk about our Seiva. You see, look again. We're making a bracha. Al oret ha-teiva, she-tzave she-tevolcheu b'chol ei she-tizba al ha-seiva v'al oret she-nosan loch. Okay? So we're making a bracha on the Seiva that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Okay? But when we make a bracha of Lisboya Mitu, when the Ramban talks about Lisboya Mitu, they were talking about the Svoya of Eretz Yisrael, and Lechera, that, and you don't see it in the bracha from Neida, you don't see it in Birchas Hamozain. So, however, Lechera, in the bracha, the Gemara bracha is the Mem Tesem and Aleph, when the Gemara says, Eisvei, Levi, Lerebi, Alois Alamos, the Gemara is the problem. The Gemara would not have given us the cute clue of what was going on, but the Gemara is the problem in Chayes and Mishnayim. Correct, the Gemara Alois Alamos. So the Gemara answers, Eretz Demafke Mosen. So you talk about Eretz Demafke Mosen, which Eretz Demafke Mosen? We're talking about the earth, the Kado Oretz, the sphere, the head, the earth, or we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. L'chei, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking, the whole block is about Eretz Yisrael. So then, l'chei, in this chsima, we have this boy, we have the she'or she'mapik peiris, okay? With that, you could say, certainly, okay, at least we have something, okay? Well, that should be equivalent to this boy mituva. It's very interesting, and it has to be thought about. But that, l'chei, is what you have. That's the best you have, okay? I started thinking. I said something last week, but I want to think about it again. And I thought over, you know something? It's very interesting. The Ramban, he says, V'tam ala oretz ateva, right? And he says, it's like a bob. V'al. Come on, v'ala oretz ateva, right? So the question only is, what is this teva? Okay, because the Gemara dash is teva as the third bracha. That's the bracha from Bnei Yerushalayim, correct? Ho'oa teva zeva alavonim. Okay, and the question is the Ramban Chumash, is there any reference to it? So I was wondering, because he's explaining Alaot HaTeva. But when he says that you make share, but when he says this part over here, Yitzavish of Vecheda B'chol Eish Tisva HaTeva V'Alaot Shenos Aloch, there's no mention of, no discussion of Teva. So I was wondering, and maybe, you know, I missed it, okay, maybe he's using this next phrase, which l'chei we don't understand where it's coming from. This phrase, she'anchileno l'chol le'olamim v'tizba mituva, is explaining what teva is. Teva is that it's something which we always yearn for. And what he's trying to explain is that, but it's true, it's amazing. This doesn't have a pshat. What's he giving God? Where is he coming in the middle? Shian chileno lo ilomim. And that would explain, even when it's kayim, we're asking it should still be there, and you, right? And when it's gone. So if that's true, then the Ramban, in a very odd way, you know, explaining us why it comes out that this bracha, the second, the third bracha, go hand in hand, because it's Oretz HaTov, it's an adjective to explaining Oretz, but it became Lamaisa, a separate inyan, and that's what I said, that's why you could put it together with the Birchas Polim. You make in Birchas Polim and Birchas Hazon, and the second bracha and the third bracha together, because really Midaraisa, there's no problem. You have to split the inyan of Oretz. I just said maybe you have to split the inyan of Mozoin and Oretz. You have to split it, even though there's only necessary two brachas. That's why you might not be able to a bracha main sholish. The Ritva clearly says that. Okay, a birchas hamozoin. But however, you don't find that the Ritva who says that has any expression in his Hilchos Brachos, b'chlau, that they were oikir b'chas ha-mozayin for Poalim. So that's not a problem. Okay? That's what I was only wondering about. Okay? So then, everything fits in very nicely, and then Rachin basically is a b'chas. The teva is that we should be yearning. The teva, the way we express the teva, is we yearn either it should continue or to get it. That's why even Shavas Oletz, according to the Rashba, goes into it. So any yearning about Eretz Yisrael, about the Beis Hamikdash, about Malchus Beis David, that's what it is. But it's a very strange, no one ever would have said this. But the truth is, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying this in answer to anything. I'm presenting you the problem. The third bracha is amazing. And no one ever thought. I don't know if anyone thought about it, but I never thought about it. I don't know if you are. It's an amazing problem. Okay. The Ramban Chumash is also an amazing problem. The Ramban is not a person, you know. Some people like to say droshes. Their whole life is one drosh, okay? But the Ramban Chumash is not out to say droshes. And he was explaining, V'tama Oretz HaTeva, he never explained the word Teva. Maybe that's what he's doing, okay? So if that's true, then we have some understanding of everything. But you know what is even stranger to me. Okay. So okay,
Bersayim. I can't make it. How do we get the bakasha?
Because the tuba is that something we're yearning for. So to yearn for it, the expression of the yearning, the tuba means we yearn for it. Because we covet it. We want it. We're always thinking about it. We always want to connect to it. So it's always when it's kayim, we ask that it should still be kayim, and if it's not there, we ask to have it. Okay.
The bracha of hodah for the oretz.
Yeah, and then is the yearning for the peculiar things for oretz, even concluding a har teva zev alavama. Okay? I can't say I ever would have said this, but I'm presenting you, I'm not even saying anything, I'm presenting you with facts, okay? And the facts are certainly, you know, certainly enough to shake you off. At least next time you bench, you potentially might be looking at it, okay? Okay, next. You know, you might find, I don't know if it's a Sadi Gun I found, didn't have Ayah Salonov. I know someone I found didn't have that, okay? But you don't find anyone in Rachim that is no Bakoshes. Okay? You don't find it, okay? See, I could have imagined, you know, since the Mikdash is Kitchen, we share the Kitchen, the Shai, the Kitchen, the Asim Lovoy, we thank the Holy Daughter, but she gave us the Bechir Zvokim, the Shalom HaYisrael. Why not? Okay. Then I ask myself, and that's the final thing of it. Just, I'm not doing anything. I just want to just get you thinking. That's the next thing that I would ask myself, okay? The next thing is like this.
Recording.
The battery's doing okay.
It's doing it. Three bars.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So the next thing that I ask you is, I would ask you the following. If I ask you now, do you find Birchas HaMozoin as a Birchas HaShvach or not? I would have said, no, not necessarily. It's a conglomerate of Shevach and, okay. The Ramban presents Birchas HaMozoin as a Birchas Shevach. So the question is that a problem or not? I'm not sure. Maybe he's referring only to the first two brachas. Because he says, remember this, this is Lama Dalit in Frankel's text, okay? He says, Ubono and Revim, Vitik Mulon on Nusach Mesukon, Haloshin Vitzach Hamalitza, Vishonino Bo Anachno O Begolus, Umachus Beis Dove Mishichecho, Mehera Tachzireno, Lem Kaimo, Vesivne Yushalayim E Kodshecho. Ki o inye tikin shloimoi, u beiz dinoi, va loshin kufi hazmanim yoima. Okay? That whatever the zman happens to be, whatever the bakosha should be, that's what it should be. Correct? V'chein, ko ma shanachnu mishabachim bo, lekel yisrael kachu. So I thought that he's quoting Birchas HaMozoin, and he says, you know, even if you disagree with me about tefillah, and even you accept the Rambam's premise, but there's no disagreement that those mitzvahs which are chefsa are tushbocha, especially called shalavim, and all different things like that, that there's no nusach min ha-teira, and there might have been nusach min ha-rabbonim. Okay? And Birchas HaMozoin is one of them, correct? So, I'm not sure if after this discussion I would have said, V'chein kol ma sharachnu mishabchim. Unless he's not really interested in that. That may be part of his net shevach, but the first two brachas are certainly shevach, and shalom and halil is shevach. So in shevach we see, I don't know if it makes it, that's what I'm saying, does it make a difference if the whole Birchas HaMozoin is not... But you see, I'll tell you something. Shh. I'll tell you something over here. You see, what bothers me really, you know, I could have lived with that. But he's going back and forth and pointing out that the Bnei Yerushalayim changed. Okay? So he's using that as the spearhead of his attack, right? That the Nusach is not set, correct? But if the attack is in general, you might have a mitzvah where there's no set nusach, and the nusach can change. I understand that. But if you're setting up a bicha shevach, and your big quote is that bin Yerushalayim changed, you know the question is, what have you done here? And that lechoy is what he's trying to do. So it's a little bit odd, correct?
Back to your question.
Yeah, I understand that. And it's difficult, you know, as much as you want to say that that's part of tuva and yearning from it, to call it a shevach, you know, it's a far cry. You have to, you know, stretch your imagination beyond where it should be stretched. My break, you know. So that's, you know, all, I brought this whole discussion in in order, I thought it was an important discussion anyway, if you think about, okay? But, you know, the problem is, when you come back to square one, and you read the text of the Ramban, you don't know where you are. Because the Chayr, he's quoting this whole section, the section of the third bracha, to prove a point that the Nusach of a Shevach is not set. And that L'cheira, the third bracha is nothing to do with Shevach. It's a yearning for that yearning for Malchus Beis Dovin, Yerushalayim. Okay? So then I think that's a reasonable point. Now, before it was just a nice discussion about understanding what the Ramban, you know, what are the ramifications of the Ramban, but I wanted to bring, it really was a setup for this last point. I don't know, I'm sorry I never got back to it last week because it was just the end. But this is the final point. And it's an amazing thing because you don't know where you're standing anymore. Correct?
Yes.
Is that a fair question? Okay, now let's go on. Okay? So now we pointed out what they are, whether it's Bechatera, right, or it's, you know, we discussed the various thing of what these things might be going, because on Banhom, Bechatera is the Reiser, correct? Okay, let's say that. Now we're ready to go on, correct? Are we okay? The point's a valid point, no? No, sometimes you ask a kasha, you know. But you know, after this kasha, you kick yourself. You know, where was I all my life? Why? What did I bench? Or what was I doing? See, the truth is, it's not saying even we think about the content when we say Birchas HaMazon. You know, we think about what we're saying.
It doesn't bother me to ask him. Why does it bother? It should bother me when I'm benching and I'm asking. Well, why are we asking?
What is Birchas HaMazon? What is it? We, you know, in the classical, just excuse me, you know, Ina, you brought up, everyone is brought up in Anglo-Saxon, you know, thing. The classical idea of grace is a thanks and a hodah, and that's, you know, Nebuch, the always shouldn't interpret that. That's what Birchas HaMazon is all about, correct? Unless it's not Baruch or something else, but if you're not Baruch of Lashon Tehillah, that's what it is, that's what grace is, okay? You're thanking God, and that's the. And the translation in English is the reasonable one, okay? Grace after meals. But if you ask them grace after meals, and this whole section over here, as a deraisa, if you ever think about it, it's a little bit strange, okay? That's a point. That's a reasonable point. Okay, good. Now, next. And it's l'chor, it's not too small, correct? Beseder. Okay. Now we got it? We still don't understand, you know, Lisboya Mituva is so, you know, we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. You see, I'm just telling you, even if you accept what I'm telling you with the Gemara Brachos and Amtes, or Eretz Samachri Peiros, okay? But you see, in Brocha Achas Mein Sholosh, we ask that we should be Lisboya Mituva, okay? And in fact, I'll even go further. Let's go like this. Okay. You see, in Brach Ach's main Sholosh, it's very clear that the purpose of the Nachla is Lecho Mipur Lisbo Mituva. Okay? And that's Yanchilenu Le'olam, then Le'olamim Le'lisboya Mituva, okay? And that L'chira is, you see part of it in Main Shalosh, you don't see the Bakosha. Okay? So that's okay. But, you know, in the Oretz Demapik Mozai, you don't find a Bakosha Lisboya Mituva, which the Ramban seems to be pointing to in his Kabbalah Sabuseinu. There's one thing that the Oretz should be plentiful, okay? You know, you can be Baron Rothschild and give money to the Yishuv, you know, that the people and hoping that the thing is, there's another thing that we ourselves should be surveyed from that. That's a different issue, okay? And that you see in Brach Ach's Mein Sholosh, and you don't see in Birchas HaMazon, and according to Ramban, that L'chira is a deraisa. So I'm just, you know, I don't get it. Okay? Okay, that is the just the final point that I wanted to bang here. Okay, Beseda?
Totally missing the whole idea of the smelling tooth.
Yeah, the idea that we're interested that Eretz Yisrael should be mapik peiros, that's there. But look, if you think about it, the lisboya mituva is not there.
The bracha is everything by makostavim, everything but that.
And in Birchas Haaretz also is no lisboya mituva. There's no lisboya mituva. There is, according to the Nuschos, I didn't bring this with me. According to the calls of some of the Rishonim, maybe I have it here. Yeah, you see, you could, but I don't know. You see, you could start thinking about it and say the Rav Amram going. You know, let's say in Birchas Hamazon in Lo'avel, it's a little bit better here than it is in the other one, but okay, let's read this. Al-Aseinu, Noidu Lecho, Hashem Elokeinu, Shinchalta Es Avoseinu, Eretz Chem Letovu Chovo, Bris V'Seiro, Chaim U'Mozoin. Okay, at least we thank that there's something, okay? But in our Birchas Hamazon, there's nothing. Okay? That's how I'm going. Okay? You know, I can start reading you doing this host of different Rishonim. That's really not going to help us one way. I'm just pointing out what our Nusach is. Maybe the Ramban had that. I have no clue. But even if you say that, the emissaries of Sadi going also, you find it. No Yilucho Hashem Elokeinu, Shinchalto Eretz Chemdo. You find it also in Rav Sadigoy. Okay? So, but even the expression of Mozoin that you find in Birchas Haaretz, Hain in Rav Sadigoy, Hain in Rav Amram Goyin, okay? But the way that the Ramban Chumash talks about that the Aloretz Ateva Shetizba Sheyanchilenu L'cho L'Oyolomim L'Zboya Mituva, I don't know if I get that impression in reading the second bracha in Rav Amgo. There's no, it's thanking the Rabbeinu Sholem that this Oretz has Mozoin, but the yearning, Lisboya Mituva, which you do find in Brach Achas Mein Shalosh, Lisboya Mituva, or that's the purpose of it, or whatever it is, I don't know if you see Birchas Mozoin in any way. Even in the Rishayim, when they have the word Mozoin, okay, so you have it at the end, Aloretz Ala Mozoin, it's a little strange. Then each part of the bracha should only express itself in the chesima without an expression of it in the bracha itself. But that's not for us now. I'm not, that is some of the problem that's beyond the purview I want to talk about. Okay? Beseda, next topic. Now, like this. Now we have it. Now the Ramban starts asking questions. So you have to keep in mind, okay, the whole purpose of the Ramban over here is to ask about Halil, okay, on the Ramban. Because the Ramban asked the Bahag, how can Halil be a mitzvah? It's a written by David HaMelech, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the suv on something which David HaMelech wrote, okay. So his first ploy is to say that the Nusach of Halil is not set midiraisa. Okay? It happened to be set later when David wrote it. The same way Birchas HaMozon, when the Torah said you have to say Birchas HaMozon, it wasn't set at the time of Matan Torah, but we wrote the Nusach later, which is an acceptable thing, right? You had your choice. It was more of a freelance approach to Birchas HaMozon, and then it became more institutionalized. That's the Seder, and that's the Chayyus point. And he says, Rambam, you have to agree with this point, because Tefillah itself originally was not institutionalized until Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, even though it was a mitzvah of Tefillah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Nuscha Tefillah Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. That's what he goes through, and he points out in Shir Shalavim, and he goes through and then the Chira, he makes an obscure reference to Birchas HaTeira, because Kohen Kodesh Bochis, the Birchas HaTeira quoted about is also a mitzvah, the Reis of one of Minyan mitzvah. But there was no Nusach for it. But whatever it is, the Nusach became later. And it was a freelance, whatever you wanted to do, you could have done. Okay? There could have been certain, criteria that the Bruch had to fulfill. Okay? But it didn't have a set Nusach. Okay. Now it goes like this. V'lomo yisma horav Behalil Zeh B'Yisaydei Shel David, even though David set it up as the Mitzvah Halil Yisaydei Mitishbocho Is Kulo. Yisaydei Mitishbocho Is Kulo. Okay, so that L'Cheira is the first Kasha. Okay, that he's answering, he's asking on the Rambam, his first ploy is that there's no set Nusach, and we find a lot of things with no set Nusach. Okay? It could be, okay? Okay. It is true that the Ramban does claim there might be some parameters in what Halal has to be Midaraisa, okay? Because on here you find it on page Lamed Beis in Frankel's, the second column, he says, in Cain, right after Tefillah, right after he discusses Tefillah in Cain, Loma Yispale ala Halel, Shinitztava la Moshe b'Sinai, Sheyom Yisrael b'Moadehem, and we have to keep this in mind. The Ramban is stressing over here the Halel of Moed. Okay, we'll talk about this more later. Okay? B'Moadehem, just remember reading the words.
What does
Bahag
say in
the Ramban? Bahag talks about all Yudches. I'm very careful. Okay? Maybe that's it, or more, whatever it is. So those elements are necessary for Halil. And there's no need, you see, it's not there's a need on each yontif to somehow thank God on those things that happened on that yontif, which he would have liked, rabbis would have been happier, for homiletics to have it, okay? But there's no need. Maybe Matan Torah, okay? But if you look at Sukkot, there's nothing in Halil that's a big deal that we're talking about here. At least the Ramban is making a reference to. It says on something which is called the Moyeh, which by definition, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we got these three important things. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, and Abdullah Avodah Zarah, said every Moed which was set up, which is Echel Tzias Mitzrayim, We have to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things. That's reasonable. Correct. Okay? Now, next. So that's the saying, okay? That line, Vloma Yisma, okay? The next line, now he's going through a whole different foray. Umilvadze, okay? So he's saying, you don't like my first foray? I have a second one, okay? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. The assumption I'll explain to you. It's not a question of weak or strong. Okay, you could say it's weak because it's based on one assumption. The question if halal is a mitzvah deraisa, is there a set nusach? And the assumption in the first foray is that there's no set nusach and it's like tefillah. So once you take that and you have a mitzvah without a set nusach and you have to do it, it's certainly freelance until they made it, and afterwards it's not. Okay, but the question is, should you accept that? Okay,
where did you get the three chair from? He doesn't get the nusach set.
I don't have. No, he's ready to say, no. He's ready to say there's no, until this point, he's ready to say there's no set nusach mederaisa, but whatever they were masakin later. But no set nusach means, but the halal has to have certain motifs, certain parameters. And he looked at the halal that were masakin, and he assumed that these were the important parameters. Whether you can disagree with them, you know, where do you get this from? The truth is, I pointed out, if you remember, hello, he's referring to a Gemara in Avik Sochem, which talks about five motifs, and he picks three out of the five, you remember, okay? And we discussed it then, you know, whether, you know, Mehechtet the Dusa thing, okay? But that's where he's coming from. The Gemara in Avik Sochem, there are five motifs in Halal, and the Ramban has picked three of them, that's what he said, Pshat, if you remember.
He doesn't hold the whole tefillah.
Yeah, that's why. No, he's first, see. In this first foray, there are really two attacks, okay? There's a broad attack, a direct attack on the Rambam, then the Shitasa, you know, you should be the last person in the world saying this because of your issues with Tefillah, okay? And I just want to tell you that independent of the issue of Tefillah, we find many mitzvahs of Shevach and Shira in the Torah. There are no set nusach, so why should halal be different? And that's what he quotes Shir Shalavim, and that's what he quotes Birchas Hamozen, and that's what he makes his reference to Birchas HaTorah, and that's a separate foray. Correct? It's really the same thing, but he puts it together. It's the same type of foray, but that's why he's using. If you notice, he separates his argument into two. He starts and talks about the Rambam and Tefillah, and then he throws in, if you accept the Rambam, so what's so bad about having his three motifs of Halil in the device? And then, you know, he's making it the same way the Rambam has his Tefillah with its motifs or whatever it is of Tchina and Sheila, whatever the way the Rambam does it. He does the same thing in Halil, okay? And then he says, forgetting about Tefillah, you can look at Halil in terms of Shir Shalavim and Birchas Hamozen, independent of the Rambam, okay? But all these two forays in one is based on one assumption. And what's the assumption? The assumption is that the Nusach is not Likur, okay? But one was a direct broadside of the Rambam, the Shitasli should be the last one saying it. That really is the point, okay?
Same weakness. We could say this one's different.
Yeah, that's correct. We're saying that. Okay, now, let's go. Pesela? Okay. Umilvad. Next point. Umilvad zeh. She'ein l'rav hamasmiya. Okay. It's very interesting. He never, whatever his relationship to the Baal Amor, okay, and all the different ways he might, you know, it might not be with tremendous halacha, as they say in Hebrew, okay. I rather, you know, but with the Rambam, no matter how it goes, it's always Rav, okay. But he always gives a jar, you know, like a, you know, like a thorn at the same time, because he says, "Muvad zeh she'ein l'rava masmi." You know, the guy's, you know, the Rambam says, "I'm nispaleh." That's his lashon. You know, I'm tameya. So he says, you know, he's basically hitting him. He's a rav, and he's taka kvoid the mekayim munach. But what's the tmiya over here? That lechayra. That's the point. Okay. See, even if you don't accept the first argument, okay, what he's trying to do now, okay, now I just want to tell you one thing. What he's trying to do now is not to come to the defense of the Bahag, but he's trying to break the Rambam's argument, the pashtus the Rambam takes, okay? This one, okay? And I'll show you what he's doing, okay? Because he says, "Umuvad zeh she'ein l'rava masmir b'zeh shum raya." Okay. See, basically, you can only be amazed if you're convinced about something. Okay. You can be amazed if a person has a position different than you, if your position is clear and you can support it as clear proofs. Okay. But l'chayr, you can't, if you have something which is very weak and someone doesn't agree with you, you can't be amazed at their approach, correct? Okay? That is the thrust of this next argument, okay? And he says, v'loma yisma, and that's what he keeps saying, umuvadzeh, she'ein l'rav ha-masmir b'zeh shum raya, she'yiyu ha-mizmorim ho'elu shel halil zeh l'dovid. The Rambam has no proof of authorship, because his whole question, if you remember, the Rambam's whole question was based on authorship. He says, how is it possible, I'll read the Nusach later, you know, the translation there, you know, how is it possible that there was a tzivut to Moshe Rabbeinu which the Shevach was formulated by David HaMelech, okay? But the assumption of the question is that it's David, correct? Okay, has he proven it to David? Can you make a case that it's David? That's the point now. This in no way is a defense of the halachic gedolos. Okay. He's ready at this point. It should be any time, even before David, even if it was Shmuel Hanavi. Okay. He didn't say, and he just said. He says, Shemel Moshe, okay? He doesn't know for sure, but the Rambam's taking a point, okay? He's attacking. You can't support, that's what I was going to say. You can't support the Bahag with a Shema, okay? You can't. You can only attack someone who's amazed at the Bahag Shita by having something which he really can't prove. That is the point, correct?
Nobody can prove.
Yeah, but say that. But that's correct. That's what he's trying to do. He's not trying to support the Bahag. He's trying to say that the Rambam's like his condescending, you know, it's a condescend, his condescendence, you know, to the Bahag, you know, how can you do so, you know? It shouldn't be the tone. Is
saying based on nothing.
Right. See, you can't have, you know, it's like, it's more of how can you have a tone of amazement when your argument is absolutely baseless? He's not saying he can prove from the lack of debate that it's really like the Bahag, but he's saying that the Rambam's argument is baseless. Correct?
It is.
Okay. But that doesn't support the Bahag. That's an attack on the Rambam. That was my point, correct? The first was a support of the Bahag, correct? That's where the Bahag was looking at things, correct? The second is an attack on the Rambam, correct? Because I don't know what we have here, correct? Okay, we'll say thank you. Umuvad zeh, she'ein l'rav ha-masmiyah b'zeh shum raya, shi'u mizmorim o'elu, shel halil zeh l'dovid. Aval shema l'moyshe rabbeinu heim. Okay. So you can't really write a minyan mitzvahs on the basis of Shema the Moshe Rabbeinu Heim, but you can't be a masmiya, and that's the point. Correct? Kamoi Tfila le David Ish Elokim. Tfila Moshe Ish Elokim. The Achad also Mizmorim Sheimoi Kizeh Sefer Tehilos Mechubo Mikol Hashirois. Shenemu b'Yisrael b'ruach hakodesh v'chachomim miyachasim mehem lo'odom rishon u'le'avrom avinu k'mo jehuska b'gmora basra. It's above a basra. Okay. Now, I want to take this section. Okay. Correct. That's his point. So he knows. In other words, what he basically said, that the authorship of certain parts of Tehillim are clearly not David HaMelech. So we don't have any clue at the moment. He's going to bring in clues, but at this point by itself, we have no clue who wrote it. But it basically could be anyone in between Moshe, you know, he's not ready for Avram. He has certain parts of Tehillim, but he's not Haluko, Halu Abetzeso Mitzrayim. You can't imagine it being written before. You know what I'm saying? We're saying that's why he says Moshe. In other words, you got it. In other words, Tehillim was written from Od Marishon until David HaMelech and his Chaverim. Okay. Hallel logically had to be cat. You could not imagine being written before Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah, because it had to have all these elements. Correct.
400 years.
What?
400 years.
Yeah. Okay. Beseder. Okay. Beseder. It's all okay, but it had to be written in some period of that time, and it's no raya that it was dormant. Okay. That's the point. Correct. Okay, now, okay, ready? The argument of Chayil is a reasonable argument, correct?
It has to be something.
I'm going to mention that later, but you know, a priori in the Mobile Basra, you don't have it. Okay? We may pull it together from Psochas depending on how you learn the Sugya, but that will be later, okay? Okay? Okay, now. The lashon of the Ramban, ki zeh sefer Tehillos mechubo mikol hashirois shenemu. What does it mean mechubo? It's like glued, right? Okay, it's tied together. David HaMelech.
Couldn't it be also authorized? Was authored?
It's like you say Yiddish.
No, Fibur.
I don't know. I can't tell you. But it's clear to me what he means over here is that David HaMelech, his whole role in certain parts of Tehillim was just to take a certain shear which existed in the Jewish communal system, or whichever way you want to, which was said below HaKadosh, and put it in down over here. Did nothing more than a sephramatic. Okay?
Compilation.
Okay. Yeah, but he
picked the order too. So.
Yeah, but he didn't do the text itself.
Right.
The important thing over here, the text itself was not changed.
You mean Mamish letter for letter?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I think he wants with this Mechuba over here. Okay?
That was Mechaber. That's exactly what you have to say.
It's
he cannot recover anything.
He didn't touch it. He just
Okay, but that's the point, correct? It's important, and that's why he stresses that everyone who wrote these various shiurim, b'chol ha'derech, had Ruach HaKodesh. Because you need Ruach HaKodesh in order to be in Seif Tehillim. Then that is l'chol what he's stressing over here. B'shenemu b'Yisrael b'Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? That is, historically, all the hymns and praises that were said Ruach HaKodesh. And it's interesting, I don't know why he says Shenemu b'Yisrael and he starts with Odom HaRishon, but okay, to say that. That's all right with me. To say that, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Next. So that's okay. Could be that Rashi had this in mind, and we'll see, maybe yes or no. The Momo Vasi, Dalabes, David Kosav, Sefer Tehillim, Kosav Sefer Tehillim, Ha'idei Asor Zekeinu, Ha'idei Od Rishon, Ha'idei Malki Tzedek, Ha'idei Avrom, Ha'idei Moshe, Ha'idei Hemon, Ha'idei Yedusan, Ha'idei Osof, Ha'idei Shloisha B'nei Kairach. So Rashi says, Ha'idei Asor Zekeinu, Kosav Boy Dvorim She'omru Zekeinim Halolo. Kosav Boy, you might never appreciate it now, but now, see, it's amazing thing. You can look at this Rashi and not see anything, but you look at this Rashi and you have the Ramban in front of you, so the Rashi may be saying, I'm not saying I'm 100% convinced, but it looks pretty convincing that that's what Rashi is trying to say. Okay? Say that? Now, I want to do the next thing. That's the next step. So now, you know, okay? This sounds pretty convincing, no? Correct? Okay. Now, I want to read to you a Netziv. A Netziv in Meitav Shir. It's his Pirish to Shir Shir. Okay? In opening Shir Shir on Pasuk Aleph. Shir Hashirim. Okay. This is a quote in the middle of his discussion of Shir Hashirim. Avo Shlomo Osaf Hashirim Beruah HaKodesh V'gam Hoisif Harbe Mishelo V'yoso Shir Nifla Echol. Okay. V'hari zeh k'mo sefer tehilos she'osa dovid oviv of Shlomo HaMelech v'nikro kulo al shmo u'kitichsiv kolu tefilos dovid ben Yishai af agav she'esh behem mizmorim Sha'omrum Acherim Hainu Asar Zekeinim Ela Shedovid Gamkein Omrom Beruach HaKodesh. That's strange.
You repeated that?
It was he himself. It was only from the Ruach HaKodesh of David HaMelech. Okay.
Not Shir Yisrael.
What?
Not Shir Shinem Yisrael.
No, those also. Say,
and now it was because people said it because he has own Ruach.
Yeah. Even though there was El David Gamkein Omrom Beruach HaKodesh V'higia Bohem V'higia Bohem Hey Gimel Yud and then afterwards the Hey.
He
edited them, which is a very different approach of Ramban and Pasuk Rashi Baba Basra, correct? V'hoisif Mishelo.
In those or
I don't know. No. I assume that it would be, but I can't tell you for sure. Kimo, and it's clear that he even added within them. I'll show you that. You see the next line. At this point, I would say like that, but I'm not sure. The next line is very, very telling. Kimo, betzila lemoishe, betzila tfilas moishe, ish loelokim. Okay? Which Rabban quotes, correct? Ksiv, yinmei shnoiseinu bohem shivim shomim. Okay. And that's in that pasuk. So the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu is writing this L'chaira, correct? According to Ramban and Rashi, correct? V'yomu al zeh v'yavomu samot dalet, he quotes a Gemara. V'ho b'mei David imut shone, at the time of David, the lifespan of man became less, was shortened. Shenema yinei shnei seim bohem shivim shana. The Bodhis is gvaldik. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos that it's clear that this tefillah of Moshe, David HaMelech is editing every Moshe we delay. That's pretty convincing, no? You can break that?
Pretty sure.
What?
It's first shock before commitment.
Okay, but you know.
Did you tell Moshe Rabbeinu soul?
Okay, we're saying that, but that's but the Gemara says this. Ella, so then he has brackets. Okay, he's an honest, this is an honest scholarship. I just want you to, you know, to get into it. Ella, sheze yesh litchais al pi gisus harif v'ho bimei rebi imet shonei. Shenema, Yimei Shnei Sein, you have to see what that means, I'm not getting involved in that. V'alkein, Leinokin, Agamor, Azman, Shenema, Oisri, Mikro, El Azman, HaMishnah. Einshom. Whatever that means, this itself, okay, go to say that, okay. V'imkein, Esh Shebe'emes, V'imei Moshe, Hoyu, Gamkein, you may owe them Shiv Mishonah. Maybe it was. Okay, he says maybe it's a Sakaya, whatever it is. Playing with the gifts and Moses. Okay, but say that. You don't know what to say. Vohochi Muchach Midichsiv Mizmor, Mizmore Moshe Rabbeinu Shimo Vitismach Sion Ushmuel Bekore Shmo. Behind the decent song of the Kub Yuzayin, called this Moshe with the Hilim, Omum, Dobir Omum, Shinema, call it Philois, Dobir Ben Ishai, who we should have Dobir, he gave a Isid Moab. That's what he says. If you don't like that, the guy has other guys, and Shalom Isa. Okay, the same thing. He says, for example, okay, I'll read this up just to give you a little flavor of what might be going on. The Mon Psoch and Kufi Zayim and Aleph, how is there me omroi? The Yesi Oime, Eloz and Bini, Oime, Moshe, Yisrael, Omru. Okay. Marshall. Chdusha Godus. Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Olum. Masha Omru Shiras Oz Yoshir Ka'omal. The Omru Nami Halil Zeh. Gam Shomru Shiras Oz Yoshir Ka'omal. The Omru Nami Halil Zeh. Hamisukal Yisrael al kol perik uperik. Kedemasik Meshitas Pesach Utilas Lulu. Miu Ksas Kosher. Heich Oma Omu Moshe Yisrael Beis Arod Yivorech is Beis Arod Vahoy Oz Adayin Lo Ditna Kuna Le Aharoy. Yesh Liyashim. Okay. But if you take the approach of Nitziv, that there might have been some editing in Hoysofa, so then you're okay. In fact, there's a Tshuva Me'abo, Chelik Beis, the Yeshloima, the Af, Inema, the Moshe of Yisrael, Omru, B'shosh Sh'olom Rayam, Ena Kabbalah Sh'omu Anusa Kaviyosai, Kamo Sh'omu Dov B'Sefer Tilim, V'chei Bavada, Yesh Bahala P'suku Sh'olich of Dov, Kogoyin, Pitach Solom Oseichon, the Mubu of Yavomis, Dafayin Zayam Ra'al, the Dover Omru, Ayin Shom, Beis Moish, Sh'hoi Olov, Pitachto, Rus Hamo Viyam and Namo Amoyis. Pitachto Lamo Seichon. That I was allowed, that without that I could not have been Melech, because I'm not, it's not a Nesur, I'm not even Koshel of a Makol. If it's Los Chom in the case, if Amoyni and Umoyobis, you know, Amoyni and Umoyobis, problem. Okay, so that, Lechera, in other words, if you're ready to take the approach that the Ram is ready to accept in the Tziv, you know, Nidus like a Felach, okay? But you have to say more than that. Because you're going to have to add another section over here and say that the Rambam, and that you could really postulate that, because the Rambam is looking at the Halachas Gedolos, and it says Yud Ches Yom Mishugim Mitahal Udahal Heyidia, and the Rambam learns in Vahag that this Nusach is Likuva, and you need the Nusach of Halel Sheshir Beidovin, and that's where he's coming from, and that's why he says it. So Rambam's Gvaldik. It is true that you may not, you know, if. Then you have to say Epshus Yisrael Shetan Pischeim the Benot Levei Moreh V'Shira. You might not require the Halil of Yud Ches Yom Shigayim with the Halil. I'm not sure what exactly happened over here, but at the point what the Bahag is saying the mitzvah is Yud Ches Yom Shigayim with the Halil. He's talking about the Halil with Hey Yedina. That's the word of Dovid HaMelech, and that's why the Rambam is Masmir. Then, I just want to finish this off with the following idea. The Rambam clearly says, first of all, two things, two ideas. Number one, the, 2 points. Number one, the Gemon Sochim, Tanya Rabbi Meir Oima Kol Tushbochay Tvamuris B'Sefer Tehillim Kulon Dovid Omron Chinemo Kol Tfilos Dov Ben Yisha Atiko Kolu El Kula Kol Elu. Rashi has a different gears than the Gemara, because Rashi's gears is Kol Tfilos Kol Mizmorim Hapritzchim Bitfilo Kigoyin Tfilo Onikiyate. So that's a whole different story. It was depending on how you gear, what your gears from this Gemara is a whole different world. The Nitziv basically is based on Argus and Gemara. Now, what I really want to do for you what I want to do is just tell you one simple thing, okay? Let's see, I thought I had it here. One second. I have it here somewhere. Oh, here it is. I want to read to you Ramu in the Buchim, and I want to quote it, okay? Ramu in the Buchim, Chelik Beis, Perek Mem Hei. He talks about the Madrega Vura HaKadosh. He talks about the Esa Dargas in the Vur, okay? The second Darga is called Vura HaKadosh. Hu She Yochul Alo Odom. Ki Ilu Dovo. Okay, something like that. More like how you see exactly the lotion. Okay, and you see what David, or Over Divyas Hola Moilin, over Hanhogim or Medinium, I don't know exactly what the translation should be, or Elokim, or divine things, okay. Vizek Kuloi, Vesi Kitsa, when man is awake. Vishtamish Abakushim, and he has complete, all the senses are about it. Al Minogayim. Vizel Ashe Yoime Olo, Shuhu Medabe Beruch HaKadosh. ובזה המין מרוח הקודש חיבה דוד תהילים. I rest my case for today. Let's see how we pick up. Okay, בסדר?